This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Farooq Kathwari. How are you, Farooq?
I'm very good, and good to be here.
And Farooq, you have been CEO of Ethan Allen and chairman as well since 1988, 30 years. Few people have led an iconic brand that long. And you've done tremendous things in reinvention of the company, and we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about your upbringing, because I think that really codifies what made you the person to become the CEO. And it's actually in this book called Trailblazer, which I read over this last week, and I, as you could see, I marked up like crazy. Fantastic stories. Talk about your childhood in Kashmir and what you learned from there.
Yes, I grew up in Kashmir in a family that was involved with business, with a merchant family, and also in politics. I saw beautiful art, and I also saw conflict. It's a beautiful country, great mountains, and I learned right from the beginning in the mountains that treating with people with dignity was tremendously important. People in the mountains don't talk too much, but they greet each other, they shake hands. So treating people with dignity was tremendously important. Then when I was in school, I invariably ended up as a captain of a sports team, cricket team, and in college as well. So I was playing sports, I was captaining the team, and because of that, it also changed the career. My family wanted me, like most children, to either become an engineer or a doctor. But I was spending so much of time in this field of sports that I had to take subjects that I liked and would not be that time-consuming. So I took English literature and political science as my subjects. So this upbringing of sports also taught me the role of a captain. The captain's role is to play with the team, strategize with the team.
And just to clarify, in cricket, you are the main player, but it's not a separate manager. You are the manager as well in cricket.
Absolutely. It's not somebody from the outside telling you what to do. The captain has to change a bowler or a pitcher every six balls based upon who the batter is and where all the other 10 players are going to be placed. They don't have the first base or second base. The captain determines that based on the batsman, based upon the bowler. So you are strategically looking at it all the time. And you have to be, as a captain, you have to be part of the team. You got to lead the team. So that's what I learned in my early upbringing.
And it was a pretty remarkable story of a lot of the challenges you went through, but how you actually came to America and got your jobs here.
Yes, you see, first of all, we were born in an area that was, Kashmir was divided.
And your whole goal in life, you wanted to make one governed Kashmir was your goal.
Well, you see, when I was young, Kashmir got divided, and my father did not know at that time because they thought that Kashmir would be reunited. So he went from the main part of Kashmir, which is the Kashmiri-speaking region where we lived, to the other side, which was controlled by Pakistan. We were on the Indian side. He went there for 2 weeks and was not able to come back. The Indian side cancelled his permit. So we decided, my grandfather and family decided that my mother and three of us would cross to the other side when my older brother, who was 9 years old, and my sister was about 10 years old, older sister, would stay with her grandfather. So we went to the other side, which is mountains. So we lived at 8,000 feet, and we thought we were going to go there for a very short period of time, but we lived there 10 years. as refugees, because we were designated as refugees. And even though my father on the other side was a minister of the government, was very deeply involved. And after 10 years, we were allowed to go back to the Indian side, but not my father. And that is where I joined the cricket team in the college, and also ended up in some student movements and demonstrations, and sort of a leader in many, many different ways. And at age 20, I was able to come to America. It was sort of a miracle, but I came to America at age 20 with admission at the New York University, the Graduate School of Business. And in fact, I had no idea what to study. I had a student advisor. He first said accounting. I went to the first class, didn't like it. Said economics, which I didn't like. Then he said marketing. I never heard of the terminology, but he said...
You liked it.
I said, you know, he said, I asked him, what's marketing? He said, it is to convince people, customers, your associate. I said, well, that I can do. So I took marketing as a subject and started my career in New York. But I needed a job because I had enough money for about 3 or 4 months. The rest, then I had to start working.
And you start this company, and somehow one of your clients is Ethan Allen. Talk about how that turned into you becoming CEO.
Well, the first one was, which I did not realize that what the impact would be. My grandfather and father decided to send me about, I don't know, 8 or 12 wicker baskets of arts and crafts. Said, sell them, it's going to help you with your education. Send us the cost. Well, I didn't know what to do, but I had our university, I mean our, at the university, Marvin Traub, who was a CEO of Bloomingdale's, had given a lecture. So I said, well, I'll talk to him. Called him 8, 10, 12 times, days, and finally got tired and said, come on over. I met him, we brought in a merchant, and they liked what I had. So Bloomingdale's became a customer. So I said...
And you notice, that's from 12 times, 12 no's, that's how you got to the final yes. Just keep that in mind.
Yes, you know. And I then said, if Bloomingdale's, why not Lord & Taylor's? Why not others? So I ended up getting them as customers and just started developing a business. But I was also working. My first job was working as a bookkeeper on Canal Street. And this job was also something I had never seen any books. I had never seen a calculator. So I convinced them that I knew. And fortunately, I was helped by a lady.
It's a great story there, Susan. And they went out to lunch, and you said, show me what this is, and I'll take you out to lunch. She showed you. You learned it. And then you became a great bookkeeper for them.
Yeah. In fact, I had never seen a calculator in my life. So when they had gone out to lunch, when they came back, and they said, her name was Sally, and she was a great teacher.
Sally.
And she said, they came back and they said, what do you think about, I said, your books need some work, but they're okay. They were surprised, got the job. And it was Richard King and Jesse Isaacson were the owners, and they recognized it. So they said after about 8, 9 months, he said, you know, your school is near Wall Street, go, when do you get a job? So I said, I'm studying marketing. I don't know what Wall Street does. They said, go there, tell them you want a job as a junior financial analyst. So I went to the first building on Wall Street, walked up and got a job at Bear Stearns as a junior financial analyst. While I was doing all of this, I was also getting involved with selling these products. After Bear Stearns, I was recruited by Rothschilds, who had set up a company in New York, not far from on Pine Street, near Wall Street. And it was there that one of my associates who knew that I was involved with this arts and crafts said, you know, I know the founder of Ethan Allen. Would you like to meet him? I said, yes, I had no idea. And went down to Italy in Manhattan, and he called in one of his merchants. Said, this young man is from Kashmir. Do we get anything from there? She said, yes, we get this fabric. The crewel fabric never comes on time, always a problem. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea. But
you'd always say yes and then figure it out.
Then you have to figure it out. You can't just say absolutely yes and not do it. And I was, not easy, but I was able to get in that business. And a year later, he called me again. He said, you know, my merchants tell me we're having trouble getting rugs from India and Romania. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea where Romania was. I had no idea where rugs in India were. But I took a week off, didn't go to Romania, went to India, developed a rug business, and developed an association. And by this time, I had become a chief financial officer of the Rothschild Company. So Nathan Sell, who was the founder, then called me and said, how about working at Ethan Allen? I said, how about a partnership? He was surprised. He said, what? I said, we'll have a partnership and I will develop products for Ethan Allen from all over the world. And he agreed.
And from there you got these offices and you became involved in the company. And so important that it turned out that he said, you're going to become president.
Well, for first 7 or 8 years I was involved with developing products. Those days Italy was the main source of products like lighting and accessories, and then I went to, I set up an office in Italy, then went to Portugal and Germany and Korea, and I was one of the first ones to go to China. In 1975 I went to China to find out what was happening in China.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about what you've done as a 30-year CEO of Ethan Allen. Back in a few.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Robert Reese. We're back on the CEO show with Farouk, and he is the chairman and CEO of Ethan Allen. And so we talked the fascinating part about how you became CEO, and there are just these great stories in your book, Trailblazer. I urge you, go there, go to Amazon, get the book. It is, I spent the whole weekend, was my favorite thing, reading every story of it. So, but talk about, you come into Ethan Allen, it's run by a family, two brothers-in-law, and you are the outsider. How do you win everyone over?
I realized fairly as soon as I had made the joint venture that I had to help them become better. Not Nat and Sal or Ted Baumritter, who were the two founders, but I had to work with at least 25, 30 vice presidents, merchants. And I said, if I'm going to be successful, I've got to help them become better. And that's what I did. I worked with the merchants. I worked, took them with me to tours. And in fact, interestingly, the Ethan Allen dealers were very important. These were families that ran Ethan Allen stores. And when they looked at me, the dealers, the men generally were running the stores and their wives were involved with buying products and accessories. And they were very knowledgeable people. So I created a committee. I took the four or five of the best of them, one from New York, one from Atlanta, one from near Pittsburgh. And I said, you are my advisors. So it's very, very important that you create a group of people to help you. And they helped me to be successful in developing the right products. And it was after that Nat and Sal, seeing what I was doing, said, why don't you come to Danbury? By that time, Ethan Allen had moved from Manhattan to Danbury. And I was running my business from a bowling lanes in Larchmont, New York. I had purchased a bowling lanes. And I then bought another building as we ran out of space. And he said, come, we would like you to come to Danbury to work for Ethan Allen. I said, what would I do there? I said, you've got so many people. And I thought I would say something that he would say, forget it. So he said, what would you like to do if you come here? I said, I don't want to come here, but if I have to come there, I'll take your job. He was surprised. He was surprised. He said, what? I said, I understand if you don't want to give it up. But he did give it up, and he made me president.
And I remember the story about you had to win over all the people, you know, from the founder of this iconic company for 30, almost 50 years. And you said to them about the mountains. Tell that story.
Yeah, well, see, then now I became president. And Clint Walker was the president of the great, great New Englander. He had fought in the Second World War. We had a number of war heroes that were associated with the company. So he took me under his wing, and he took me, one of our first meetings as a president was to Vermont, and about, I would say, at least 1,200, 1,500 Vermonters called the Green Mountain Boys and Girls were gathered, and he introduced me, and he said, "This is our new president." They were looking at me, a new president with a name like Farouk. Who's this person? I said, I tell you this, but I didn't want to say this, but our mountains where I come from are high, and we would call these small hills, but they're beautiful. However, more important is that we have a saying that is similar. That is, most of the problems of the world have been created by flatlanders. They all say, yeah, you're one of us. But then I had to take it seriously. I had to change the culture. I realized that to be successful, I went back to my cricket team. I said, we're going to create cricket teams where the captains are helping their team members become better. So I said the main job of a leader is to help their people become better. And so I went around with town hall meetings. Then I did something also that was interesting. I brought 5,000 of our factory workers, 300, 400 at a time, to our headquarters in Danbury, Connecticut. And the main job was to tell them that in the future, we've got to work together, and the job of a leader is to help the people become better, and we created a different culture.
And you brought designers in, and you changed the storefronts, you changed everything to become contemporary. But so now I want to jump ahead. So right now, Ethan Allen, it's what people don't know is that almost all of your manufacturing is in America, 70%. You've 300 stores all around the world. You've 5,000 employees, but most of it is here. So when you talk about trade wars, you're really true Americana.
It is. I mean, before that, let me just briefly mention that these we had when I became president, we are a manufacturing company with 30 manufacturing sites. So I first had to make sure that we change the culture and start making the manufacturer more efficient. Second, our Ethan Allen retailers in the 80s onwards started retiring. So we had to decide what to do. Should we go and sell to others? Can we get new entrepreneurs? We decided that we will go into the retail ourselves and build a team. And so we were not in retail. And we decided to go and take one at a time, two at a time. I had to sit with these families. I have sat with about, I think, 75 families over the last 25 years, one at a time.
If you had to give one thing that codifies more of the leadership, you said you have to make your people better. What advice do you have to CEOs? Very few CEOs have been a CEO 30 years.
That's right. I mean, my perspective was that from cricket, that I was the captain of a team, and that has to a great degree been the focus of our business, that is to run one team. And that also means that at every level, if it's manufacturing, if it's retail, it's one product line, one level of quality, not easy. And that's what we have done, and that has given an opportunity of creating a team that takes pride in what they do. They work together, and so the main job of a leader is to help the people become better.
So now we have 1.5 minutes left. I want to talk about Kashmir, and what is your advice, what people need to know?
You see, Kashmir, I spent about 15 years of my life at the insistence, invitation of India and Pakistan and some of the leaders of the Kashmir region to get involved. So I went there, but then I realized to do this, I had to do it in a manner that would be accepted. So we established a Kashmir study group, knowledgeable people, about 26 members, and I spent 15 years back and forth. And the message was simple, that we must create a peaceful, honorable and a feasible solution. And those elements are there for Kashmir, and especially now, because recently Kashmir has been in the news in a very unfortunate way. So I am hoping that those three elements is looked upon and worked.
That's an inspirational end. And I do want to say, anyone, you read Trailblazer, and what you're going to hear are tremendous stories of getting people all aligned. And the key theme, I think, is that word honorability. So I commend you on that. Great having you on the CEO show, Farooq.
It's my pleasure.
Like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Case. How are you, Scott?
I'm awesome. Good to see you, Robert.
And you as listeners will be more awesome, too, when you listen, because Scott is going to give you insights on building the customer experience you probably have not heard before that are real wows. But first, let's start with the business that you started called Upside Business Travel. And prior to that, you were CTO of Priceline. You've done a whole lot of things. So you know technology, you know customers. Talk about what this model is, and then we'll get into the whole changing customer experience.
Sure. So as the CEO of Upside, my co-founders and I, one of which is Jay Walker, you mentioned Priceline, and John Ellenthal, we started this business surrounded by the customer experience itself. As a business traveler, most of what we're trying to accomplish is getting some business objective done, not being travel experts. And all of us have started companies before. All of us booked our own travel and dealt with it all. And Jay and I started a leisure travel company in Priceline. Traveling for business is generally a traditional, right? Things change on your itinerary, on someone else's. And you've really, especially if you're running a smaller business, you've got nobody to help you. So the principles behind Upside were, how do we use a technology platform, which we've reinvented from the ground up, to provide the most amazing customer service and a solution for your traveler that uses a combination of mobile technology, the data that surrounds every trip, to do really two things. Make sure that you get there successfully and that you get home, and that we take care of all the problems and logistics along the way. So we use a combination of technology and really enhance smart people to make sure that you accomplish your business objectives first and foremost. And we've positioned the company very differently than most other travel providers, in that we basically have you as a client of ours, as a business.
So it's a strictly B2B.
Strictly B2B. If you work at a company and you want your company to have a better travel program or process, you can go advocate for using Upside as your travel solution. And what we do is, we do a couple of things. We never charge you any fees. We don't charge you any fees for customer service at all. We don't ever require you to have a contract. We want to win your business every day. So if we're not delivering for you, you should stop using us. And on top of that, all the spend that you run through Upside for all your travel needs, we give you 3% cash back.
So how do you make money?
Ah.
It doesn't sound like a good model. It sounds good for the customer, but not so good for you.
Yeah, so you got to.
Or is it like the old internet model, like we lose money every transaction,
no,
make it up in volume?
Quite the opposite, actually. So remember, our heritage is at Priceline. We really understand the needs of our suppliers. So like any other good marketplace, we think about both sides. How do we satisfy our clients and make sure that they have exactly the travel that they need to accomplish their business objectives? And then we work with the suppliers. What do suppliers want? They want high value customers. There's nobody more valuable than business travelers, right? So we partner with suppliers to say, we're aggregating all these small businesses that you could never reach out to.
And when you say aggregate, you turn them almost into a syndication?
So if you think about it from our standpoint, from a business perspective, we have a whole bunch of clients out there, lots of small businesses. We turn around and we say, look, we've got all these small businesses. We go to the suppliers and say, here's the type of travel they buy. Here's their booking times, what's called advanced purchase. So we know how valuable they are, how much money they spend. You're going to give us discounts because we bring both the volume together and the specific targets. So we get a lower cost, and then we share that back with the customer. And what's interesting is we actually sell the customer travel, and then we buy the travel from the supplier. Most businesses, including most of our competitors, are an agency model. They get out of the way. They just match you up, right? Now, why can we do that? We can then use that additional spread or margin to do a bunch of things. Give you fantastic customer service you don't have to pay for, right? We can give you 3% cash back on the things that you do. We can actually even use some of it to create incentives for your employees to do smart things for you. For example, a lot of employees will decide to buy their flights first and then their hotel. Okay? For a whole myriad of reasons. Right? It's not the best way to buy travel. The best way to do it is to package those two things together, because you can actually lower the overall cost. So we'll actually use incentives to the traveler to say, why don't you book that hotel now? Even, by the way, it could be a refundable hotel, right? So you can change it as many times as you want. But by doing that, we can bring those two things together, and we can actually buy at a much, much lower cost. So we can share not only 3% back to the employer, we can provide a small incentive to the traveler. And sometimes they're not small. They could be $20, $30, $40. And all you're doing is allowing us to be smarter buyers on your behalf. So it's as if at a bigger company level, you've got a procurement partner about procuring your travel in the most effective way, and you never have to think about it again. We tackle all of that for you. That's the cash back for your company. And then we actually make sure that your business travelers are accomplishing the business they set out for. You were telling a story before this interview about how you ended up spending basically 24 hours trying to get from Indiana to New York. You could have driven, and it would have been a better experience for you. Okay?
That's just last week.
That's business travel, okay?
Right.
That's how it works. I had the same experience yesterday. Somehow my known traveler number didn't get something switched with the airline. They lost my known traveler number. I was in Las Vegas, which if you've ever been to that airport, it's a zoo. I had to go through the normal TSA line, which was insane, okay? They tripped my bags 3 times. It was a mess, right? Now, I had a lot of people to help me. They put my KTN, but I was already late for the airport, so I had to go through the normal process. That's what business travel is, right? Stress, anxiety, all this stuff. You need a partner for your employees that's going to try to deconstruct all that and do everything you can to get that out of the system, right? So that's what we do. We track all those things. So in my case, somebody got on there and said, I don't know why your KTN's not there. We'll make sure that it gets done. Got me routed in the right way, and then I was fine. Okay? But at that, my anxiety level went through the roof. Okay, I'm going to miss my flight. Then I'm going to not get here for this interview on time. Blah. That's what business travel is. So how do you use technology to get ahead of all those problems?
So here's a big question. It sounds like there's the win-win-win-win-win for everyone, because the traveler, you're getting all the information. So like when I'm in Indiana, all the options would come to me, which you're saying, well, go out of Chicago, that's the best way, and it would be alerted
well
hours
advanced.
Before.
Exactly.
Two, I might get some money back, which isn't a huge amount, but better, more money than I had before. Three, the employer's getting more money, so that's an advantage to them. So the question to me is, why has someone not come up with this concept earlier?
Mainly because they haven't understood a fundamental business model observation, which is, if you're an agent, you're actually a market maker. All you can do is extract a small fee for matching the two places together. E-Trade they're basically an agent for the buyer and the seller, and they basically charge whatever it is they charge today, $10 for a trade. That's it. That's as much as they're ever going to make. Right? If you act as, instead, a principal in the transaction, where you're actually adding value to everybody involved, now you have permission to be able to do a bunch of things.
Including the differentiator.
Yeah. We're the principal in it.
Yeah.
And that means we can act on both sides' behalves. So our suppliers that come to us and say, hey, it's the summertime in Washington, D.C. We've got lots of leisure customers, but can you help us incentivize business travelers who are coming to downtown D.C. to stay at our property versus somebody else's? Yeah, we can get access to your marketing budget, and we can allow you to participate in ways that can elevate your hotel. Well, if you have any loyalty to a specific brand, maybe you won't switch. But in their hand, if I'm telling you there's a hotel right across the street that'll give you $50 a night for the 2 nights you're going to be there to stay in their property instead of the other one, you might make that choice. That's $100 in your pocket. Go get an Amazon gift card, buy something for your family, whatever it is. So, but you have to think as a principal in it. We're actually in the middle of the relationship and adding value to both sides. That's a fundamental difference. And it comes back to what I'm hoping we're going to get time to talk about, which is how do you develop customer experiences? In this case, you have to understand the experience of our travelers and the companies that they work for, and what experience are you trying to design for the suppliers? Because they're a customer, too, in your game.
Yeah, and that's exactly where we're going after we take a break in about a minute. If anyone, any CEO wants to learn more about you, and you're willing to take CEOs as partners,
absolutely,
and have them, how would they go about this?
So you can, to learn about Upside, just go to upside.com. So it's just as simple as that, upside.com. You can learn more about our products, et cetera. And you can email me personally anytime. Just my first letter of my first name, S, the letter S, at upside.com. And you can reach out to me anytime you want, or you can follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn at T. Scott Case, because my mother decided to name me Timothy Scott and call me Scott my whole life, which if we have time, I'll explain to you why.
There we go. What's going to be more time, we're about to find out after the break about the secrets of customer experience. Back in a few.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott Case, as you know, who is the CEO of Upside Business Travel. This is a model, I mean, in fairness, I've interviewed, I don't know, 750 CEOs. This is a different model than I've ever heard, and it is a really profound model, transforming everything, but based on the customer. Right?
That's right. That's all about the customer.
So let's talk. You have a CEO audience here you're talking to. We've spoken before. You have some profound ideas on where people are getting it wrong.
Absolutely.
With the customer. Talk about that.
All right. So here's an exercise for everybody in the audience right now. Okay? I want you to grab yourself a pen or a piece of paper someplace. Or use your phone or your laptop. Okay? And I want you to write down the first thing that comes to your mind for this question. What problem are you solving for your customers? I challenge every CEO to do it. And if you can't do it in 60 seconds or less, you're already behind. You're toast. Okay? I talk to CEOs all the time, founders of startups, giant companies. Very few of them can answer that basic question. They either throw their hands up in the air and go, well, which customers? I've got so many people who said, that doesn't count. Okay, so what if you've got 20 different products? You must be solving some fundamental problem for them. So step one is that. Step two is then to say, are you a feedback organization? What do I mean by that? Do you have mechanisms in place inside your company that are constantly collecting and processing feedback from your customers and your prospects?
What kind of feedback?
All kinds of feedback. So, qualitative and quantitative. Every time you have a transaction, are you collecting information in a CRM? Use Salesforce. Use pieces of paper. Doesn't matter. About what happened on the what happened with that experience. Why did it go well? Why did it go poorly? Right? And you've got to track all of that over time. Use that data to then inform how you think about your products, how you think about your sales experience, how you think about what your customer was dealing with. And not just when things go wrong. You've got to study the things that went right. Did they go right because you got lucky? Or did they go right because you were good? I just got back from Las Vegas from a big conference. The best poker players in the world deconstruct the hands they won with as much rigor as the ones they lost. Why? Because we need to determine whether we're making decisions that we were good, we made good, smart decisions, or we got lucky and things just broke our way. Those feedback.
And you're so right. People do not capture that. They assume, oh, we got lucky. That was good.
They just think it was good.
They don't think luck or not luck.
They're resulting,
right,
which is a technical term for it. They're looking at the results. Your sales are growing. Well, that must be good. We must be doing something right. If you don't understand what you're right, here's another example for CEOs if you're listening here. When was the last time you talked to five customers in a relatively short period of time, let's say in a week, and five prospects? Right? We actually talked to them. You personally got on the phone and interviewed them. If you're not doing that at least once a quarter, you're toast because you've lost touch with what's really going on.
That's a great idea that every CEO should
do. And it's simple, right? And by the way, anybody in your organization, it's amazing to me. You go to somebody, your executive assistant or your head of product or head of sales, and you say, I'd like to talk to five customers this week. They will jump at the opportunity to do that. Because somewhere in your organization, somebody is saying, our boss doesn't understand this. He or she, and sadly most of them are still he or she doesn't get it. Whatever get it is, and almost always it comes back to the customer. You haven't built in feedback loops where you are right next to the customer, where you really understand it. How are you getting that information to you? When you have your teams together, are you talking about the customer? Are they represented in the room? And how are they represented? Who is that voice of that customer authentically talking about their problems, not your problems? Most of your organization is focused on their internal operational problems. That's where they spend most of their time and energy, not on understanding what is the customer getting out of this.
So which comes first, the customer or the culture?
The customer. And if you don't build the customer into your culture, right, that you don't bake into it the very fabric. And by the way, employees want to drive a better experience for your customers. They're there for that purpose. Anybody who's worth keeping in your organization is there. And even more complicated, the bar for quality customer experience is accelerating higher. Okay? Apple, Google, Uber, Netflix, every one of your customers and employees is a customer of those companies. You're a customer of those companies. Okay? So are your employees. They've set the bar every day. It gets Google gets smarter. It knows that you commute every day. It warns you when you should leave earlier on time. What is your company doing to use data to do that? You're done if you're not thinking about that, because that bar continues to get rattled up. So if you don't bring those feedback loops in, and then you don't figure out how to know what those things are and then change your own behavior to catch up,
How do you do the value of what's more important in the feedback loop?
Well, that's really important. You have to figure out how you validate it. So the first thing is understand what the customer's trying to do. Mm-hmm. So that's one step of it. Second is, how do you prioritize what's going to matter most? Go back to the first principle of the problem you're solving. What's the highest order problem? So at Upside, the highest order problem is there's no such thing as a business traveler on Earth. There are people who travel for business.
Great.
So our job is to make sure that those people who travel for business get the business done that they need to get done. Right? So how do we understand everything about their priorities, their objectives, et cetera? And we're just at the beginning of this. But once we do understand that, now we can prioritize things that make sure that you accomplish your goals. So, for example, booking the trip, it's an hour or two maybe ahead in the planning process. Maybe when you have a change, it could be 2 hours, but up front, it's usually an hour. And when I say that, it's not an hour on our website. It's an hour of going, now where do I have to stay, and what meetings do I have? And that's all part of the trip planning process, right? Once you've done that, let's say it's a two-day trip. You're 48 hours in the place you're in. So there's only 1 or 2 hours that matter on the business trip part, on the planning. The rest of it is while you're there, getting stuck in Indiana. Okay? What hotel am I going to? How am I going to get from place to place? Are my bags going to come with me? What time's the checkout time? Are they going to have a gym? Is the gym going to be any good? Because they're going to show me good pictures. But I like to work out every day. So is it going to have actual dumbbells and stuff or not? How would I know that information? We have to think like that and then prioritize it. So our highest priority would be make sure that your travel part doesn't get in the way of your trip. Our secondary would be to make sure you have a good experience overall. That's what we do. Most CEOs have gotten so far away from what's going on there, and it's at their peril. And while we can use new and advancing technologies to enhance it, that's not fundamentally the problem. The word innovation, if you have it anytime, any place in your organization, go destroy it now. Nobody in your organization knows even what that means. Okay? They'll tell you they know what that means. Go back to the first principles. Just say, what problem are we trying to solve? Because some of the problems we might be able to solve with literally like sticky notes and pens and paper. Like nothing more complicated than that. Okay? That's the key thing.
Very exciting. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show. Finally, if anyone wants to go to your website, what is that?
Yeah, just visit upside.com, just the word upside.com. And if you want to learn more about me or some of the stuff that I do, I write a lot about leadership and particularly executive leadership. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's just LinkedIn/in/T Scott Case, or you can just search for me. And if you do a LinkedIn request for me, I say yes every time. So if there's anything that I could do that you believe I could help your specific business, I'm here to serve, because that's why I was put on Earth.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO Shows.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.